Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood?
Another Monday night. Time to keep it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly. That's right. That's who I be. That's who I am all day, every day. I hope everybody has had a great 2 weeks. You know, the show has been off for 2 weeks, so I'm going to catch you up on all of that. A lot of things have had happened within 2 weeks that shows that I had a birthday, I had a housewarming party, I got some pets. A lot's going on, you know, so it's been really crazy. But everything's been good, though, so hopefully everybody's having a great time themselves, and hopefully you're getting ready for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday this week. But I'm going to get the show started. Tonight's show will be a little bit shorter. It was supposed to start at 6, but I don't know what happened. Y'all know how it is in cyber world. Things just don't happen the way you expect. That's how it is whenever you have a make-believe world, right? You know, if you think about it, the internet world is kind of like make-believe stuff. You know, people do things that they won't do in your everyday life. You know, for example, Facebook, you know, just think about all the things that people post and say that you never would actually say to people in real life. But see, Facebook and all these social networks give you that leniency and that comfort to just kind of say what's on your mind that you never would in real life. So that's what I call cyber internet world, just make-believe world. You know, it's kind of like that, you know how, you know, in the fantasy book, they always say a place far, far, far away. That's kind of like what the internet is. It's that place far, far away that people just make up or something. But anyway, but tonight we're going to have a great show because I have some great topics. Tonight I'm going to be talking about, you know, is science going to replace God? Oh, yeah, that's a big one. So you just want to stick around for that. Then I'm going to be talking about, you know, unfortunately, if you are anybody is ever, you know, the victim of a rape crime, what vital steps you should take right after the crime. You know, I know a lot of people are thinking, what? But no, it really makes a lot of sense. So we're going to get into that. And then later on in the show, I got some more hotness going on. As y'all know, also another big thing that happened while the show was out was the election. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I got some of your questions on that. Yeah, tonight is going to be filled. Tonight is going to be an hour and a half show, but it is really packed. So, you know, I can't waste any more time running my mouth. Let's just go ahead and get into Busters and Skeezers, okay? All right, y'all. So tonight, my Busters and Skeezers info, I just want to talk to the young people and let you know that if your dreams do not scare you, that means you're not dreaming big enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have dreams that just seem impossible, that just kind of scare you, you know, to try to achieve. That's when you're dreaming big. Now, if you have dreams that don't scare you, like, for example, if your dream is to get a Ferrari one day or to, you know, own a mansion, I mean, now, those are good dreams. Those are good dreams. But buying a mansion may not scare you. It may scare some people. But, you know, it doesn't really scare you. But dreams that, like, you want to be, I don't know, the next Oprah Winfrey, or you want to be the next Tyler Perry, or you want to be the next Bill Gates or Donald Trump. Those are big dreams. Those people had to go through so many obstacle courses, trials and tribulations, so many no's before they actually got a yes. Those are big dreams. You know, so remember, young people, if your dreams do not scare you, you truly are not dreaming big enough. You know, your dreams shouldn't be, oh, I can't wait until I become 21 years old so that I can drink. You know, I mean, that's not really a big dream, you know. You know, your dream shouldn't be, oh, I can't wait till I'm 25 so I can go start to rent a car and go, I don't know, you know. You know, but really, dream. Make sure that your dreams scare you. If they don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough. Because one thing you want to be is Buster Esquiza free. You heard it first here, people. All right, and let's get this show started. We're keeping it raw and fresh. We're going to get into some music. And also, I want to let you know that by the new year 2013, I promise to have some new, fresh music for you. Y'all know how it is. But yeah, so just deal with the music that I play each week. And by 2013, I promise you, I'll have some fresh music that's up to date. Okay? But right now, we're going to get into some of this old music that I got. And remember, the number to call in for any questions, comments, whatever, 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. And, of course, my Twitter is open. You can hit me up at RealHotFresh. Or my Facebook is facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I've been doing on my 2 week vacation. And then we're going to get into the first topic, which is what a person should do immediately after, you know, if they are the victim of a rape crime. I got all that coming up next. But right now, let's just start things off real nice, and let's get into some Noel Feliz with Take All of Me. This is the Noel Radio.
Without holding on to things that are temporary.
Heart Radio is in your ear. That was Noel Elise with Take All of Me. Very good way to start this show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're keeping it real hot and fresh for the next hour and a half. And as you know, to hit me up, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm definitely on Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh. And if you want to hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Or just do even better and just call in, 646-200-3136. All right, so as you know, the show has been, you know, on hiatus for the last 2 weeks. Now, within the 2 weeks, you know, lies went on, the election went on. I'll talk about that later in the show. But the other thing that went on is I had a birthday. That's where I turned another year young. And I also had a housewarming party. So it was, you know, those were very great events. I was trying to figure out when to have my housewarming party. So I actually, you know, so it just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. So I said, you know, why don't I just do two birds and one stone? So I hadn't celebrated my birthday in, I can't even remember how long. So I said, why don't I have my housewarming party on my birthday gift? I'm on my birthday gift. On my birthday, and that's one way to get gifts, right? So, yeah, you know, I had a great time. Now, I only invited people who are near and dear to me. So, you know, so with that being said, you know, it was only a few people at hand. But it was a great party. And, I'm from originally from North Carolina. A few of my friends from North Carolina actually flew and drove up to attend the event. That meant so much to me because, you know, I mean, you know, and like at first when I was planning the party, I was kind of like, well, am I really going to invite my NC people? Because I didn't really think they were going to come. Hey, so there to go to show you that never underestimate people. You never know what people may do. So I had about three NC friends drive up or either fly up to my event. So it was a great party. I got nice gifts. What else? Like, and I actually got a few pets. Yeah, I got a few pets. I think, I don't know if I ever told y'all that I got a cat now. You know what? I got a little kitten. I named her Teary Five. The reason I call her Teary Five is because she's terrified of everything. I mean, she's still terrified of me. I had her about a month now, and she still, every time I come in the room, she still runs. But she's slowly but surely, I guess, warming up to me. I don't really see it because she still runs at the drop of a nickel. But anyway, and then I also have a new addition, which is a little bunny rabbit, and her coat is black and white. And she puts me in the mind of a cow, so I named her Honey Moo Moo. You know, yeah, I know. Anyway, so those are my two pets, and that's what's been going on with me the last 2 weeks. And hopefully you all had you know great success and a lot of fun within the last 2 weeks. Tell me what you've been doing. Go to Facebook and let me know. www.facebook.com/realhotfresh, or you can utilize my MySpace page. I still use MySpace. And you can write me a blog on my MySpace and let me know what you all did within the last 2 weeks. If you know, was anything interesting, anything bad, whatever, let me know. MySpace.com/realhotfresh. All righty. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the first topic of tonight. Now, you know, a lot of times crime is really something that really stands out in America. You know, there are so many people, and I say people because it's not just women, you know. I want everybody to know that maybe a lot of the male crimes don't get reported as much as women, but it's not just women, trust me. Okay, so anyway, but the point is, so it's really an awful crime just to, you know, push. You know, for one person to push themselves on another person and just make them do things that they don't want to do and just basically can ruin their life. Well, there has actually been a few cases. Now, these are kind of a little older. I think it happened this year, but it might have happened at the beginning of this year. But I just wanted to share these stories with you because they just really stuck out, you know, in my mind. So basically, one case was a four-year-old who was raped by a couple, a woman and her husband or boyfriend or whatever. They raped this 4-year-old child at a Walmart. You know, they raped her at Walmart. And, you know, and I'm trying to figure out where in the world exactly did they rape her at Walmart. I don't know if it was late at night. You know, it doesn't really say, but all I know is they raped her at Walmart. And not only that, they videotaped it. They had a camera phone. They videotaped it, and it was just awful. Now the good thing about this case is, since they did videotape it, somehow they lost them. They lost the camera in Walmart. Somebody got it, turned it in, and then, you know, the police was able to recognize it, see that those people were actually wanted already for sex offender acts. So, and then it gets worse. It looks like that the mother of the child was the one who gave the child to those sex offenders. So, you know, so there that sounds like it could have been, like, drug stuff. You know, like, a lot of times when our people are so addicted on drugs, they'll sell their children, they'll sell their souls to get a hit. So that's what it sounds like. But basically, let me just read a little bit from the article. Let's see. It says, after a Walmart shopper found a cell phone left behind in a cart in Florida, the Good Samaritan turned it into the police. It says the police recognized the sex offender as Alan Johnson, decided to take a look at what stored in the phone. There was pics of the phone owner and his girlfriend, Jennifer Sparks, allegedly raping and abusing a four-year-old girl. Cops said that they were abusing the girl in every way imaginable, and that was the worst case of abuse they'd ever seen. I mean, could you imagine? 4 years old, and they're just doing all kinds of things. It's awful. It says that, let's see. Yeah, it says that the mom handed them over. I handed the girl over to the people. It says, you can't really get much more solid evidence than videotape of the couple committing these acts. It says, at least this new trend of people wanting to videotape their own deviant behavior means a better chance of conviction. You know, and I think I had did a show on that, how people just want to videotape their sexual acts. But now it's even worse. Now people want to videotape their rape. I don't know what's happening. The end of time is so near. It's crazy. But now, I do want to talk about another case that this was awful as well. Now, you know, a lot of times if you are the victim of a rape crime, one of the next steps you want to do is go to the police. You know, now I know a lot of times people don't think of going to the police, you know, because you're distraught, you're traumatized or whatever. You probably just want to go somewhere and just wash off and just be alone or whatever. But going to the police is actually the best thing because it was actually worked in favor of this little girl. She, it was a 15-year-old girl who was on a Carnival cruise from Miami, and there was a 31-year-old man with a room full of teenage boys, and they raped her. They raped her, they took turns, they did all kinds of things. But even though the girl went through a traumatic crime, such as this act, she was smart enough to know that the first thing to do, she went to the doctor. And that way, you know, they was able to get, you know, things, you know, they was able to get evidence. They was able to get a sample. You know, they was able to really pinpoint on who did it. And sure enough, the police did get, you know, they did arrest the man. And then, of course, the boys, they had claimed that the older man, who is 31 years old, made the boys, you know, rape the girl. So the man he did get arrested, and he was actually married, you know. But of course he denied raping the girl, but he did admit to having sexual, you know, encounters with older women while on the cruise, but he never raped the girl. I don't know what's going on with these people, and it's just sad that men are just out of control with this rape. I mean, they just. I don't get it. And then they're married, and there's just, I don't know. The point is, it's just sad that young girls, you know, they can't even just be young girls without men and older guys looking at them as prey. I mean, it's really a sad time in the world, actually. So mothers, fathers of young children, I would definitely say that always make sure you look out for your children, you know, especially in today's world. You know, I know that you want your children to have a great time. Like, my thing is, like, in the article about the cruise, it don't really say anything about where the girl's parents were. I mean, she's on a cruise. She's only 15 years old. I know she could have been there by herself. So where were the parents? You know, were they having so much fun on the cruise that they just let their teenage girl run around? I mean, I don't know if the girl was with, you know, friends. It doesn't really say all that, But it's just an awful, awful, awful situation. But but the good thing is she was smart and she went right to the doctors and to the police. Well, I think she went to the doctors first, went to the doctors, and you know they was able to be able to get samples to pinpoint. You know, these days DNA tests they could almost find out what you're doing presently with the DNA test. That's how modern and technology has gotten. So they was able to, figure out who the man was, and he got arrested. So that was really good on her part. So everybody, just be careful. Watch over each other. Watch over your kids. And you really got to be careful because there are so many predators out there. It doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to take a little break. Whenever I get back, I have another topic for you. But first, I got some Drunk Off the Juice for you. And as I always say, you won't believe what your celebrities are doing. I got some Jay-Z, I got some more Twitter beef, and I got some Rihanna and Beyonce. So don't miss it. Right now, we're going to get into some Whitney Houston. And also remember, if you do want to call in, 646-200-3136. And once again, thank you again to all who tunes in every Sunday. Even whenever there's not a show, you still tune in to try to listen to a show. Thank you for everybody who tunes in to me every Sunday. And keep it real hot and fresh with me. I just want you to always know that I'm very thankful. And I really appreciate you. So let's get into some Whitney Houston. And when we get back, let's have some more juice. This is keeping it real hot and fresh.
So I learned to depend on me.
What's up, y'all? We are back, keeping it real hot and fresh. It's not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Can y'all say that with me? Real hot and fresh. That is a nice way to keep it, right? You know what I'm saying? You're being real, you're being hot, and at the same time, you're being fresh. I mean, really, you can't really ask for more. All right, y'all, but right now, actually, I guess you can, because you can ask for some drunk off the juice, right? Well, let me give it to you. All right, y'all, so I don't know if y'all heard, but James Bond, he is kind of tuggling, you know, he's kind of juggling right now. And no, he's not juggling balls. He's actually juggling Beyonce or Rihanna. I don't know if you heard, but Daniel Craig has become this generation's iconic James Bond. Now, as y'all know, you know, the new James Bond movie is either coming out or it's out. I'm bad on movies, you gotta excuse me. But it's called Skyfall. Now, currently dominating the box office is crazy right now. But it only looks like he's going to rock in the snazzy suits and shaking not stirred martinis for a while to come, because Craig was recently asked if there was which pop superstar, you know, would be best for the, you know, for the girl in James Bond, Beyonce or Rihanna. Now, Craig's answer was simple and clear cut. And guess what he said? No, he didn't say Beyonce. He actually said Rihanna. Yeah, he said that Rihanna would be a great fit for the female role in James Bond. And why do you think he said Rihanna? Because according to him, he said that she's a little bit more dirtier. Well, you know, from her past albums, you know, one called X-Rated and the one called Unapologetic, yeah, I guess she would be a little bit more dirtier than Beyonce. All right. Well, moving along in the juice. Now, as y'all know, Sean, he has really been in the news these days since he's, you know, been released from prison. Well, Sean and the gang, or Game and Sean, the two rappers have been sparring via Twitter. Now, y'all know what I said about this, you know, these Twitter beefs, right? I tell you, it's so funny. You know, actually, I was telling one of my aunts the other day about how celebrities just get on Twitter and they just talk and they talk. But it's just crazy how the celebrities also get on Twitter to argue and fuss. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are celebrities we're talking about. They're not regular people. These are celebrities who actually get on Twitter where everybody in the world can see their argument. But you know, but since that is the case, could it just be for publicity? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, come on now, grown people, grown celebrities at that, fighting like little kids on Twitter. Anyway, let me get back to the story. Okay, so the two rappers have been sparring via Twitter for what seems like ages now. Now, you may ask why, because Sean said that he didn't like Kendrick Lamar's album, not Games, Kendrick Lamar's. Now, that bit of info is important because in his latest series of disses, Sean questioned the gang's loyalty to his fellow Compton rhymer. And then he asked the gang, "Are you gay?" Yeah. He said, "Get off my timeline with all that gay talk." He said, "Judas the homo thug." That's what Sean tweeted. And then the gang, and then he said, "The gang, now I get it. The Lamar kid is in your girl. That's why you was on the captain save hooker. You had to defend your boo, coward." So basically, Sean's trying to say that Kendrick Lamar is the gang. You know, he's trying to be funny. He also said, "The gang, don't bring no security or police with you on that European tour." He called him a hooker. He called him all kinds of names. Now, keep in mind, these are celebrities. These are grown men who are just dissing each other via Twitter. And I guess in 2012, going on 2013, you don't fight or you don't fuss people out in public. Now you just get them on Twitter. I guess that really is the worst way to get them. Now, speaking of people who are always in trouble, it looks like rapper Lil Scrappy, promoter failed to pay, and then he pulled a hotel room. Now, Atlanta rapper Lil Scrappy is blasting a concert promoter for failing to pay him and provide him with the hotel room while he was in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, according to a lot of resources, Scrappy was slated to perform at Club Vision this past weekend, but the promoter didn't have any money for him when he arrived to perform. Now, here's what happened. Now, Scrappy actually refused to go on stage without compensation. Now, as a compromise, the rapper agrees to meet and greet for less pay. So he's meeting and greeting people, but he's not going to perform. Now, The promoter also agreed to that. Now, when Scrappy returned to his hotel room, however, the promoter had canceled his reservation, and he was asked to leave the premises. So, really, it looks like the promoter really wasn't happy about Scrappy not performing. He got him some way, didn't he? Now, the authorities were called to make sure that he left the room, but according to reports, Scrappy left without incident. Can you believe that? And according to reports, Scrappy... he has no plans. He's not going to sue. So he has no plans to sue. I guess he can let well enough be alone. That would be nice, I suppose. Now, speaking of people who are not that happy with somebody else, Robert De Niro, he is not so happy with Jay-Z these days, rapper Jay-Z. Now, Robert De Niro got into an uncomfortable exchange with Jay-Z at a Hollywood restaurant. Now, according to sources, the famed actor, who was De Niro, had an issue with Jay-Z not returning several of his phone calls. Now, here's how it went. It said that Bob was sitting at a table, and when Jay-Z went over to say hello, De Niro told Jay that he never called him back. That's what's being said on the streets, okay? Now, apparently, De Niro complained that Jay never recorded a song that he promised De Niro for the Tribeca Film Festival, and subsequently ducked his call. Now, Bob wasn't in any mood to make polite conversation. He told Jay that if somebody calls you six times, you call them back. He said it doesn't matter who you are. He just thought it was very rude. So, you know, I think I have reported on that before. You really got to be careful whenever you're using other people's, you know, names or titles and stuff because they want their money. You know, a lot of times you be thinking that it's okay. It ain't okay because they want their money, okay? So now, let's talk about more Twitter beef, okay? Now, have you heard about Meek Mill and Cassidy? Yeah, all these are rappers. Now, keep in mind, you know, what all these Twitter beefs have in common. They're rappers, okay? Now, Meek Mill and Cassidy went off on each other in a heated exchange on Twitter, of course. Now, the two Philadelphia natives took shots at each other. Now, here's what happened. Okay, so with fans paying for the bad blood to the lyrical showdown between the two, now, one rapper said, "I've been popping for over a decade, niggas. Get 1 year and get carried away. I paved the way for these dudes. Niggas are scared. That would be the easiest, 1,000 I ever made in my life." Now, that's what Cassidy said. Now, it's like taking candy from a baby. You know, he tweeted, he said, you know, "Forget all y'all, you know, put that in a rap, battle me and get your, you know, get your head off," whatever. Anyway, basically, he was just like, why niggas, you know, trying to pump Cassidy too bad? I said, I don't know. But the point is, they're fussing over something that is ridiculous. Like, Cassidy, you know, and now Cassidy's been in the game a little bit longer than Meek Mill. So he just feels that Meek Mill is kind of feeling himself and he's not paying homage to Cassidy. And I don't understand how these people get mad at each other. Anyway, and then it goes on to say that, and you swag corny, you know, you don't even represent Philly, you know, it says Cassidy, Larceny paced away, Mill, you know, Mill continue, niggas want to battle, get a single pop and whatever. The point is, they're fighting, and if y'all care about it, go on Twitter and read the rest, because it's just getting on my nerves just reading it. All right, now let's talk about Fat Joe. He disses Ray Allen. Now, Fat Joe isn't an avid sports fan, but the Bronx native is a fan of the legendary NBA player. Now, Joe had harsh criticism for current Miami Heat Ray Allen, who left the brotherhood of his Boston Celtics to join their most hated conference rivals this past offseason. Now, he told ESPN, he told ESPN that Ray gets no love from Joey Crack. He said, "That's like me singing to G-Unit when he went to them. I didn't even respect that." You know, he just had no love for this ball player. He said, "I didn't respect that except because you know, he's such a fan." And he said, "I'd be lying if I didn't think that his jump shot is crazy. But I don't love Ray Allen. I don't respect the move." Okay, Fat Joe, you don't respect it. I mean, good grief. Now, my thing is, people have to do things for their career. You know, you can't, I mean, you know, sometimes you just can't stand still in your career. Ray Allen feels like this is a great move for him, so he did it, if you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. All right, y'all, well, hopefully you feeling good because you are now drunk off the juice. Coming up next, I got some more Did she talk this for you? We're going to be talking about, is science going to one day replace the thought of God? I don't know. It's not in my mind, but will it change in y'all mind? Let's talk about it next. You're keeping it raw and fresh. And remember, it is now 7:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call is 646-200-3136. I am your boy Z Fly. Keeping it real hot and fresh, but that's how we do every Sunday night with your boy Z Fly. That will only be me. You know what I'm saying? If you're just now tuning into the show, you have missed a lot, so be sure to go back and tune in after the show is over. But right now, we're going to keep this show moving with our next conversation piece, as I like to call it. And tonight, we're going to be talking about will science someday rule out the possibility of God? Now, when I saw this, I had to make this a topic because I just think it's just really sad. And, you know, and I know everybody has their own beliefs and their own religion and their own this. But you know what? And I know that we don't supposed to talk about it, but I think that's pretty sad too. I mean, we're supposed to be in America, right? You know, freedom of speech. So, I don't know. But you know what? There are opinions. There are suspicions. There are, you know, all kinds of stuff. But they're facts. And sometimes I think whenever you're trying to, you know, tweet or modify the facts, I think it's really sad. And I think that this topic is really sad. I just think that it's sad that how scientists and how people rather believe, like, science was how the world, you know, got here and everything, than God. I mean, you rather believe atoms and biology and all that stuff than God. And, you know, and it's really true because I know a few people who are like that. You know, I know a few people who have told me that they need to, you know, like their five senses, they need to either taste it, hear it, see it, touch it, whatever, whatever, before they can believe it. But that's not faith. But let me go ahead and read this article a little bit. So, you know, so over the past centuries, you know, science, it really has been, you know, in our life, you know, but, you know, in school we talk about biology and science and all that stuff. But now it seems that what must, you know, seems to be such a mystery, the existence of humanity, the life-bearing profession of Earth, the workings of the universe, can now be explained by biology, astronomy, physics, and other domains of science, according to scientists, that is. Okay, now listen. Now, cosmetologists at a California Institute of Technology say there's good reason to think that science will ultimately arrive at a complete understanding of the universe that leaves no grounds for God whatsoever. Wow. Isn't that something? Now, according to scientists, you know, I guess people just need things or need something to believe in. According to scientists, you know, praying and going to church or worshiping, or, you know, is a waste of time, according to scientists, because astronomy and biology and physics is what really got us here. Now, let me just read a little bit more. And also, if you're going to call in and comment on this, remember 646-200-3136, okay? So goals of evidence have been collected in favor of the Big Bang model of cosmology, or the notion that the universe expanded from a hot, infinitely dense state to its current cooler, more expansive state over the course of 13.7 billion years. Now, cosmetologists can model what happened from 10 to 43 seconds after the Big Bang until now. But the split second before that remains murky. Isn't that something? I mean, did y'all hear that? People who wasn't even living back then, they can just tell in how many? 10 to 43 seconds what happened after the Big Bang theory. Isn't that? Okay, just listen. Some theologians have tried to equate the moment of the Big Bang with the description of the creation of the world found in the Bible and other religious texts. They argue that something, i.e. God, must have initiated the explosive event. So they say that something could have initiated the Big Bang blow up, but it could have been God, or it just could have been something else, you know. Anyway. So it says other versions of quantum gravity theory currently has been explored by cosmetologists predict that time did start at the Big Bang, but these versions of events don't cast a role for God either. Not only do they describe the evolution of the universe since the Big Bang, but they also account for how time was able to get underway in the first place. Wow. Isn't that something? And, I mean, the article goes on, but those are just some key points I just wanted to read. I just think that it's really disturbing that, but if you do read the Bible, it kind of says this. You know, it kind of says that in the end times, people will deny God. You know, they'll try to find out all other sources of how we got here. And now these scientists are almost doing the devil's work. They might not look at it like that, but they are, because some people will believe this. A lot of people will believe this. Are you serious? People who don't believe in God, or people who are uncertain about their religion or their faith or what they believe in, they want to believe in something, so they'll read this stuff and be like, oh, wow, this makes sense. Wow, sciences, yeah. And they'll believe it, you know. But it's really sad because, see, wow, these scientists are taking unbelievers or almost believers but not yet believers away from the truth. They're just ruining souls. You know, let me tell you something. And you know, whoever listened to my show, I hope I don't offend anybody, but God is real. And, you know, that's a fact. It's a fact. You know, you can like it, you can hate it, you can, you know, question it, but it's a fact. The same fact that you're real and the earth is round and there's a universe, God is real. And if you want to believe in physics and science and Big Bangs and all this kind of stuff, and then the earth just happened, then you're fooling yourself. I mean, the earth didn't just happen. I mean, if you just sit down and be quiet and go somewhere where it's quiet, just look around, and I don't mean like in the city, like go to the country or just, like you really just think and stuff, if you see everything, you can tell that it took a higher power to create such a universe such as this. Somehow this just didn't happen. It's too perfect. I mean, with the seasons and the hills and the mountains and the water, and then just how much water is here and how much land is here, and it's just too perfect. It's too perfect, and it didn't just happen. So that's all I got to say about that. So I just wanted to read that. I think it's very disturbing. I think it's very sad. But you know what? The strong-minded will read that, laugh at it, and throw it away. Will not question it. Will not get confused. Will not be like, oh, well, maybe. No. Just like me, I read it, I laugh at it, and I throw it away. Because I'm not, are you serious? Biology, physics, hello? Anyway. All right, so we're going to go into another break. When I get back, what I got for you? I'm going to get right into some real hot, real fresh music, and then I'm going to double up with some In the Know, because we got a lot of stuff going on. I have less than an hour to get all the information. I still have to talk about the election. Now, as y'all know, I don't like politics, but, you know, we live in a world of politics, and I am a radio host, and I do have listeners who care about politics, so I'm doing it for you all, okay? So a lot's coming up. Just keep it real hot and fresh with me. I promise you I got some good information for you. And this is really fun talking to you all. Remember, call me, 646-200-3136. I may be talking fast, sorry. It's my, you know, actually, it's kind of like my New York Southern thing, you know? I mean, before I came to New York, I was talking fast, but now I think it just got a little bit worse, okay? So just try to keep up with me, okay? All right, let's get into this. Blah, blah. Let's get into some more music. Coming up next, remember, I said real hot, real fresh music, and In the Know. I got some really good information for In the Know, too, so stick around. This is real hot and freaky, freaky fresh. I'm your boy. Diddy said. That was Diddy with Bad Boy for Life. But right now, it's time to give you some real hot, real fresh music for you all to listen out for. Let's get it popping. All right. So, coming in at number 20, we have K Camp and Sire the Kid with Workaholic. Coming in at number 19, we have Young Mo and Young Groove with The Intro. Okay. Coming in at number 18, we have Mop Top with Mop Romany. I know that's right. Coming in at number 17, we have a mixtape by B.O.B. called FM We Ball. Okay. Coming in at number 16, we have Loud Flavor with Zip Low. Number 16, we got DJ Fresh Direct with Mary Kate and Ashley. Crazy. The number 15, we have Vinny Kate Chase featuring Kid Art with Harlem Roses. Coming in at number 14, we have Young Scooter featuring Cartel MGM with the song Flying Pack. Coming in at number 13, we have Goose featuring Jay Ali with I'll Never Change. Okay, coming in at number 12, we have new music with Rihanna featuring Chris Brown. The song is called Nobody's Business. You think you're giving a message there. All right, coming in at number 11, we have my girl Rod Digger. She is coming back. Rod Digger was Never Back Down featuring Needy Scott MC. Coming in at number 10, we have Compton Menace with Menace to Society 2. Coming in at number 9, we have London Taylor with Better Half of Me. Coming in at number 9, we have Cross. The song is called On 10. Coming in at number 8, we have Joe Moses featuring Ty Dolla $ign with the song Real Deal. Coming in at number 7, we have John Connor featuring Leah Mack with Don't Wanna Be. Okay, coming in at number 6, you might want to listen out for this song, Carmen Electra. She's trying to come out with a song called I Like It Loud. Really? Carmen Electra, really? Number 5, we have, we have a video. We have Fred the Godson with Gordo Frederico. It's a video. Okay, coming in at number 4, we have, who we got for number 4? Number 4, we got Slim Thug, Swimming Pools Freestyle featuring D-Lo and Paul Wall. We got for that. Coming in at number 3, we got Young Vaughn with Brittany Lights. Coming in at number 2, we got Sean Brown with Wild Youth. And the number 1, real hot, real fresh meet the future, listen up for, is we got The Dream with AK-47. That's right, y'all. That is a music that you definitely want to listen out for, so don't sleep on it, okay? Now, right now, let's just switch gears and get into some In the Know. All right, y'all. So In the Know is really good. Now, listen, now, it was really interesting. Now, have you ever thought about the money that's in your wallet? You know, like, sometimes you may have money that's crispy, and then you have those bills that's kind of old-looking, tore up, you know, taped together. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you a question. Would you use the older-looking bills, or would you use the crispy-looking bills first? Well, according to statistics, a lot of people would use and spend the older money first. Now, it's crazy. Now, they actually did a theory or, a study on this. Theodore Noseworthy, associate with professor of marketing at the University of Gulf, he said a currency's physical appearance can alter someone's spending behavior. It turns out people want to get rid of crumpled old bills more than they do fresh ones. It also said that, you know, we as people, we tend not to like money that looks like a lot of others have touched it. People want to get rid of worn currency because they're disgusted by the contamination of others. And, I think that's kind of true. But, it seems like for me, I will, if I have, like new bills, I don't really want to spend it, But if I have, some old crumbled up dollar or crumbled up money or 20, even a crumbled up 100, I don't know. Would I spend a crumbled 100? I might would. I probably would spend that crumbled 100 before I would, a crisp 100. You know, so it's weird. I guess it's like a subconscious thing that we do. We don't really like things that look old and worn out, So that was really interesting. Also, now how the physical cliff may affect our taxes. Now, as y'all know, this taxes thing is really, really going crazy now. In a few weeks, tax laws, U.S. taxpayers have endured more than a decade, are scheduled to expire. Now, listen, along with long-standing and historically low tax rates, several popular tax credits and deductions already have or will soon expire. Now, this scenario is being described as a physical cliff, and if American taxpayers are nudged over that cliff by congressional inaction, most of them will face dramatically higher tax bills. Estimates by tax policy groups and government accountants put the total tax cost at more than $500 billion in 2013. Can you believe that? That averaged out to almost $3,500 per household, according to calculations by the Tax Policy Center. Now, middle-class taxpayers are likely to see an average increase of almost $2,000. Now, let me break it up for you. Now, as far as single, married, and single that claims head of household. Now for the single tax filer, now, for example, now, let's just say, Joe is single and he has an adjusted gross income of about $60,000 a year. Now, in the case amongst two-thirds of tax-paying population, Joe claims that standard deduction. Now, after subtracting the projected 2013 personal exemption of about $3,800 and standard deduction of about $6,050 for a single taxpayer, Joe's taxable income comes to about $50,000. Now, if the current tax rate expires, however, Joe's tax bill would be about $863 higher. So now that's what happens if it expires. Isn't that awful? Now listen, now here's for the married couple. Now let's just say, for example, Jane and Bill, you know, they have two kids, a 10-year-old Jimmy and an 8-year-old Sarah. Now both parents work. They're bringing home a combined adjusted gross income of about $175,000 a year. They don't get, they don't yet own a home. So without mortgage interest to deduct, they still are claiming, you know, the standard, you know, the deduction. Now, if the current tax laws stay in place, there are four personal exemptions totaling about $15,000 plus the $12,000 standard deduction will get them to about $147,500 in taxable income. Now, resulting in a tax liability of close to $29,000. Okay, so now, if the tax law expires, however, Jane and Bill's tax bill will go up about $6,000, about $6,300, to $33,000. That takes into account that the child tax credit would return to its pre-tax cut level of just $500 per kid. Isn't that something? Now let's do a single parent. That claims head of household. Now, let's just say Catherine is a divorced working mom of 7-year-old Jonah. Now, she makes about $75,000 a year via her salary and alimony payments. Now, let's just say now by filing as head of household, Catherine's standard deduction of, let's say, about $8,900 and personal exemptions totaling about $7,700 for herself, and her son gets her about $58,500, in taxable income. But if the tax cut expires, Catherine's tax liability will be about $1,400 more and about $9,500 in 2013. The bigger bills comes from losing the expired 10% and 25% tax rates, putting more of her income into the 15% and 28% tax brackets. That is a lot of numbers, and that is a lot of money, and that is why we do not need to let have the tax thing expire. Whew. All right, so more in the know. Have you ever heard about the flooding in Venice, Italy? Well, you know, a lot of the city is underwater. I mean, you know, you go throughout the streets, and I saw a lot of pictures where it's really underwater. But don't feel bad for the Venice people because they're actually having a great time. They've been canoeing. They've been playing in the streets of the water. Yeah, they've been really having a great time. It looks like that a lot of the walkways to cross at St. Mark's Square and other areas are underwater. You know, flooding is common at this time of year in Venice. But it just seems really bad, especially when you think of just the flooding that, you know, the Northeast in America has just had. And then you look at Italy, you feel bad for those people, but then when you see them playing and having a great time, it's really hard to. So that's what's going on in Italy. All right, now look, now as y'all know, Thanksgiving is next week, and a lot of times when the holidays come, we want to try to figure out how are we going to keep the pounds off but still eat good. Well, I'm going to take some foods, 10 foods to stay away from this holiday. And these are the most addictive foods. One is white bread. That's right. White bread is made with, you know, refined flour, which has the strength of the bran, the germ, and all of the nutrients that we need. So stay away from white bread. Stay away from donuts. And as they say, experts think that sugar might be the most addicting of the three. Stay away from the pasta. Now, even though pasta is so good, you know, we drench it with the butter, the salt, and the cheese and everything, but it's just so fattening, and it's a starch, and it just contains all that sugar. Stay away from the cake. Yeah, the cake is hard, I know, but sugar in its many guises has been linked to obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. Yeah, stay away from the chips. Chips are ridiculous high in fat and salt. Even the baked veggie chips are packed with fat, and many mainstream chips brands list sugar on the ingredients list. And that's sad because, you know, I thought that the baked chips were better, but they're still packed with stuff, so no. Cookies, you know, we love cookies, but they're just too sweet. Stay away from the cookies. Stay away from the chocolate. It says that self-identified chocoholic has physical, behavioral, and emotional responses to chocolate that closely resemble those of drug addicts. Yeah, So stay away from chocolate, y'all. I mean, chocolate is like a drug almost. Okay, stay away from the French fries. French fries, they're the apex of the sugar, fat, salt, triumvirate, salted, fatty, and with a touch of natural sugar. Stay away from candy. It says that found that the sugary foods you're exposed to as a child is why we love so much sugar. Isn't that something? So basically, if we was, because you know, you give a lot of candy to children, and that's why we just can't get over the sugar that we like so much. And the number one thing to stay away from is ice cream. Oh, this is so sad to hear, but yeah. It says, say hello to your biggest food addiction. It's ice cream. Ice cream is so addictive. You know, you get it whenever it's hot. You know, you get it whenever you're, you know, people eat ice cream whenever they're depressed or sad or, you know, it's really addictive. So stay away from these foods for the Thanksgiving holiday. Those are some of the foods to stay away from. And also stay away from that turkey. It has a hormone in it. All right, y'all. I'm going to take another break. But when I get back, we're going to finally get into this election. I'm going to make it really quick. I'm going to give you my thoughts. And then I'm also going to read what you all think of the riots that broke out after Obama won. Can you believe that? Well, believe it. We're going to talk about it. It's coming up next. This is your boy, Z-Fly. We're keeping it real hot and fresh.
Now, y'all know we have to do a remix, right? Report to the dance floor. This is the remix. Hey, yo, Ryan, you a fool for this one, man. I know y'all feel it's getting hot out there. Next election, Bad Boy to Empire.
Been a minute, back up in it, about to lean on it. The thuggin', they love it when I do my thing on it. The ringleader, the head honch, what you want? These dudes couldn't save half of what I want. I'm a terror, NY forever. Been around the world, I'm New York, wherever. I shut it down like the gates was closed. He's the who's who's or what he on now, who knows? Iller than Illinois, the bad boys. Keep a couple of toys and I'm back to fill a void. So much swag, it's a style of runway. The game of pickup, whatever I'm done with. A step ahead and I'm sitting on paper. A mogul with street cred of a gangster. So how you want it, you can get it, cause I got it. I ride around with your life in my pocket.
I've been waiting so long, I'm here to answer your call.
It's the remix.
I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at
home. It's the remix.
Her
name is Cassie.
But I've been thinking about
what. Hey, yo, take it back from the top. Take it back from the top right now. Yo, Cassie, start all over.
I've been waiting so long. I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at home. I've been so busy, but I've been thinking about what I want to do with you.
Again, hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh, or you can hit me up by calling by 646-200-3136. 646-200-3136. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Let me just check Twitter real quick. Anyway, yeah. So Twitter's loading. Now let's talk to the election. As y'all know, November 6th was the big day of the election. I mean, people were going crazy. People were, you know, on the edge of the seats. People were having election parties and gatherings and all kinds of stuff. And I was at work. You know, because, you know, really, I mean, even though even though voting in the election, it really is important. And it really does affect people who live in America. You know, I know a lot of people don't vote. But even if you vote or not, you know, it still affects you. You know, whoever the president is going to be, whatever their orders or laws or commands are going to be, it affects the voter and the non-voter. So I guess it does make sense to vote, because if you don't vote, then you really don't have a voice. And, I mean, you do have a voice, but you didn't vote. So you know what I'm saying? In other words, I think it is important to vote, to at least vote, because if you do live in America, it does affect you, whatever the taxes are or whatever happens. I just don't get caught up all in the politics, because it gives me a headache. But I was following I was following enough of the debate, you know, for you all, so I can come back and report it. And, you know, at first it wasn't kind of scary, wasn't it, for Obama? I mean, if you were on Team Obama, it was looking very scary, right? You know, he was below, he was behind. But they kind of find that they were just because, you know, they had to add up all the states. And once they started adding up all those states, like California and some of those other states, didn't he really lead? Now, let me just tell you one of the reasons why the Mitt Romney campaign said that Mitt Romney may have lost. Now, as a conservative search for an explanation for Mitt Romney, most of the blame has been directed to at the collapse of his campaign's Election Day Get Out the Vote efforts, a massive organizational failure that resulted in lower Republican turnout than even John McCain had in 2008. Isn't that sad? Now, a major source of Romney's GoTV problems appears to have been to a project called ORCA, O-R-C-A, and an expensive technological undertaking that was supposed to provide the campaign with real-time poll monitoring that would allow Republicans to target GoTV efforts on Election Day. Now, campaign spokesperson Andrea Saul told Business Insider that ORCA was the Republican Party's newest, most technological advanced plan to win the 2012 election. Now, it has the game changer. Now, according to them, you know, they're calling it the game changer that would have blown even Obama's campaign's sophisticated GoTV system out of the water. Well, obviously, that didn't happen. Now, obviously, it also says that the Romney campaign election problems were limited to ORCA. They basically said that's why they lost. Now, according to one of the attorneys of the Romney campaign, who did not list his name, he said that that he described, you know, how Romney campaign sent its legal volunteers the wrong training information. They failed to provide volunteers with information about where they were supposed to be on the election day and stopped responding to phone calls and emails in the final 2 weeks of campaign. Now, Romney, if you're trying to win something, you don't cut your lawyers out. But according to this lawyer, that's what the Romney campaign did. So basically, it was a disaster, you know, the attorney said. He also went on and said that they never explained what they were supposed to be doing, where to start, where to end, what was supposed to do at the end of the night. They didn't explain anything, according to this attorney. So from the sound of it, it only sounded like Romney had things together. He was just out doing what he's doing, which was kind of insulting, bringing people down, you know, telling what he wants to do. But, like, his inside business, the people working for him, it don't really look like they was really connected. So that is a way that you can definitely lose a campaign. And that's what happened. So you know what? So congratulations to Obama. You know, biggest to Obama. I'm actually glad that he did win again, you know, because, you know, from just hearing some of the things that Romney was saying, it was kind of scary. Like, is he serious? No, he didn't. It seemed like Romney is really out of touch with, I guess, middle class and lower class citizens. You know, he only sees upper class and the real, real upper class. He don't really seem to care about anybody else. So that was kind of scary to hear somebody who could possibly have been the president of the United States for 4 years say things like that, you know? So, big ups to Obama. Obama, hopefully, you know, you've been saying it ever since you got in. You said that Bush took 8 years to mess things up, and you would at least need 8 years to clean things up. Well, you've just been granted your 8 years, so, Obama, we're going to see what you do, okay? Now, let's talk about some of the awful riots now that took place after Obama was winning. Now, there was actually a lot of people predicting these riots, you know, in the bigger cities, you know, InfoWars, and, you know, they were saying, look out for keywords like voter fraud or election fraud. It just went crazy, and it did go crazy. Now, I don't know if you all heard, but in the South, you know, big surprise, they really had a lot of riots and just burning things. The old Mississippi handled Obama's reelection with class. Yeah, right. A total of 400 students rioted against Obama on the campus as the talks of protests continue on social media sites. You know, photos and videos were uploaded on Twitter and YouTube showing how chaotic the situation had actually became. You know, it seemed that the people of the South just went crazy. They destroyed their own communities. They just ruined the United States, you know, or not the United States, well, not really the United States, but it was ruining that town it was in, you know, because a black man was in the White House, really? So anyway, but of course they would say that none of this had anything to do with race. Who believes that? You know, and it's really sad that things are really racist. I mean, actually, I mean, a lot of people thought things were racist, but I mean, you have to be crazy to think that things aren't racist. But you know what? Now, I will say this before I continue on with the thing. I mean, I can see. Now, I'm going to say this, but I can see how maybe people can be prejudiced, you know. Now, when I say this, I mean, I can just see how maybe a person don't like another person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, I can see how people just don't like maybe another person or just don't like this race or, you know, because sometimes maybe things that particular people do, you just don't like. And, you know, and saying things like, oh, no, I'm not racist, or, oh, no, I like everybody, doesn't really, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't really validate, or I don't know if that's the right word, but the point is, if you just don't like somebody, you just don't like them. Now, here's what I don't agree with. Now, I don't agree with you hating somebody so much that you want to kill them or burn them or assassinate them. I mean, that's one thing, you know what I'm saying? But like, if you dislike people, or, you know, then you can, I mean, people dislike people every day. You know, I mean, think about all the people that, like, you may dislike, but you don't go out and kill them and try to, well, hopefully you don't. But, you know, for example, you know, I know that a lot of people like to put the white people on, you know, up there when it comes to racism. But if you think about it, a lot of races are prejudiced. You know, I've heard all kinds of other races say they don't like this race, or they don't like that race, and they don't like this race. But I guess they think that it's not that bad when they say it, because they're not actually, I guess because it hasn't been so dramatic or so overwhelming like slavery. But still, prejudice and racism is racism. So I think a lot of people are racist to a point. I mean, I think it's kind of premature for a person who has never met every race in the world to say, oh, I love everybody. You know, how can you say that and you never met every race in the world? You know, there could be a certain race that just gets on your nerves, you know, because of maybe, you know, how they, you know, their teachings or how they were raised. But so I can see how maybe a person may not like, or, you know, or like maybe, you know, but I don't see where they want to kill and destroy and this stuff. Let me just read a little bit more of this. And it says, the students were lighting Obama Biden signs on fire. Some were wearing American flags, and not surprisingly, racial slurs was yelled. It says, of course, old Mississippi denies that rocks were thrown in the riot. The point is, there was just a lot of chaotic stuff going on. It was really sad. You know, and also, I took a poll. I went to Twitter. I love Twitter. And I wanted to get some of your thoughts. You know, the question on Twitter was, you know, what are your thoughts of the riots that broke out after Obama won? So let me just read some of the Twitter comments. Let's see. I have at advance They said, I feel it show exactly how immature we still are as a country. These states are from, wait, I'm sorry. These states are far from united. That's true. I have another one that says, at D. Quinn said, well, simply put, the more things change, the more things stay the same. We can't expect change in the world if individuals don't. Okay, I have another one. At Lynn C. Coase said, not sure. No, wait, but she said, I think it's ridiculous. Okay. At Scribble 1978 said, I personally believe people should just go with the flow. Obama is the president. One. Okay. At Bodies O Flight said, many times negativity being cleansed is a good thing. It comes to the surface like a pimple. Okay. Let me read it again. Many times negativity being cleansed is a good thing. It comes to the surface like a pimple. That's interesting. Okay. So I got another one. At Sycamore CEO says, it's always good to hear of the haters hating what they can't change. Catch up or fall behind. Okay. At LMFAOOO said, I really don't care. He needs more years in office. Okay. Let's see. I have at Self Ambitious said, I actually didn't hear about that, but I would say that it was unnecessary and very sore loserish. They should just embrace the winning, even though they are mad that Mitt didn't win or move to with a different country. Okay, let me see. I'm gonna read one more. Let's see. I'm gonna read at Ann Music. He said, I wonder if more riots would have broken out if Obama didn't win. Now, you know, I want to talk about that. That's a good one that Twitter brought up, the tweet person. Yeah, if Obama didn't win, would it have been riots? And, you know, actually, I think there would have been. I really do. Because, you know, a lot of people didn't agree with Romney. Because, you know, like I said, he was really for the rich and famous. And I think that a lot of people would have had riots if Obama didn't win. So either way, yeah, there would have been riots. And you know, and you know, a lot of people will say, you know, there's racism because Obama was black. But could it have been racism because Mitt Romney is white? You know, because there was many talks that they don't want to see a white man back in the office. They don't want, you know, that sounds racist. You know, you don't want to see a white man back. You don't want to see a white man this, white man that. You know, how do you think that sounds? So anyway, it's just racism all around. Oh, good grief. Anyway, also, let me tell you about this. Also, the Mitt Romney, you know, as y'all know, he really didn't have a, you know, a speech to say whenever Obama had won because he thought he was going to win. And then it was reported that, you know, Mitt Romney's family was crying. The children was crying. They were just crying because they just couldn't believe that he lost. Wow. I mean, Mitt Romney really thought he was going to win. But isn't there more just middle and lower class citizens more than rich people? Or is it? Obviously there is. Anyway, I personally think that the right man won the job for the next 4 years. I'm glad of Obama. And you know, and I really do think that after Obama's term this time, I think it would be refreshing and nice to maybe see some women. Like, I mean, I think so. Because, you know, whenever Hillary Clinton was running, I was actually kind of going for her. You know, I look at like Hillary Clinton and even Obama's wife, Michelle. She's pretty smart. You know, I mean, I think, you know, especially by both these women having their you know, you know, their husbands as either ex president or president, they're learning a lot. So yeah, I really do think that they could. I think they could. Now that there's been a black man in office, I think a woman, I think she could do good. I really do. Especially someone like Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton. They're very intelligent. You know, they're already in that world of politics. Are you serious? Why not? I think so. Who knows? Who really knows what a woman could do? You know, people say, oh, just put a man in charge. But what if a woman could actually do a lot better? You never know. My aunt always tell me, nothing beats a failure but a try, you know. So put a woman in office for 4 years. I mean, how much damage could she do than Bush did for 8 years, you know. All right, so we are winding up. Those are my thoughts. wow, an hour and a half show, I actually got everything in. So hopefully you all enjoyed. I enjoyed giving you all the information. We're going to get into 10 ways you know you ghetto. But I do just want to say that be sure to, you know, I would say it, be sure to keep, you know, keep it on lock to my social network. So, you know, I have a lot of things brewing, and I'm trying to make things so much better for you all that you just love me even more. So definitely check out my YouTube, youtube.com/realhotfresh. Check out my MySpace and Facebook. So it's myspace.com/realhotfresh, facebook.com/realhotfresh, and of course Twitter is @realhotfresh. Or I also have a personal Twitter that you can hit me up @officialflyness. Okay, so I got a lot going on. Also hit me up on Skype. You know, I haven't really been on Skype that much these days, but who knows? I will maybe start Skyping so you all can see my beautiful face. So you can Skype.com/realhotfresh. All right, so hopefully you all enjoyed the show. Be sure to tune in next week because I will have another hot topic. You know, I'll be talking about my Thanksgiving dinner. Well, guess what? Hopefully you all have a great Thanksgiving. You know, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, have a great holiday. You know, remember those 10 foods. Try to stay away from that. I know it's going to be hard. You know, I know it's going to be hard, but trust me, you know, what's the point of keep saying, oh, I'll go on a diet in January after you don't put on 50 pounds from Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, okay? So remember, just try to stay away from those foods. And I know the ice cream thing is a real letdown, but I love ice cream too. Are you serious? I mean, my favorite ice cream is like that black raspberry. If you never tried black raspberry, go try it. Also, another good flavor of ice cream is vanilla bean. It's very simple, but it has like a very fresh, recalling taste. And of course, cookies and cream is some of my favorites. And black cherry. Anyway, I'm sorry. I can go on with ice cream. Also try birthday cake. And birthday cake is very sweet. So you might want to stay away from that. I know that it has major sugar in it. You know. So anyway. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. I'm just rambling now. But thank y'all so much. Remember, tune in this week. Congratulations to Obama. Everybody be safe for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a great time. My parents are coming up from the South to New York. I'm having my very first Thanksgiving at my new place in Brooklyn. So everybody, wherever you're going to be for Thanksgiving, have a great, great Thanksgiving. And let me leave y'all with some 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then I got to go. Because I'm going to dinner tonight at Southern Hospitality. And if you don't know, Southern Hospitality is a nice restaurant that I've never been to, but it's owned by the singer Justin Timberlake. Yeah, so I'm going to see exactly, you know, what Justin Timberlake has going on in New York. Because, you know, it's supposed to be like Southern food, you know, and I'm a Southern boy, so I'm going to see, you know, does he really, you know, lay claim to the Southern food? Well, I'm going to see. All right. Let's get through the 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then I will talk to y'all next week. All right, y'all. Here we go. Number 10. You know, you ghetto if you bought your rims before you bought your car. Now, I don't, really? But, you know, I guess, like, a lot of times, you know, that could really just kind of encourage you to finally get your car. Number 9, you might be a ghetto shame if you open your Bible and you cough from all the dust that flies out. Now, one last time y'all read y'all Bible, okay? Obviously, y'all ain't going to church. I mean, to fix that for 2013. Number 8, your fingernails are longer than your fingers. You are a ghetto mess. Period. Point blank. That's disgusting. I never understand women like that. I really try to figure out how do they operate, do anything. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you think jury duty is a good way to make some money, okay? Number 6, you may be ghetto you need a ghetto hand slap if you take 2 hours to get ready for church, get there late, and then you leave early. Let's say. Number 5, you may be ghetto if you think going on a diet means no candy. Well, I just told y'all tonight what going on a diet entails. Cutting out all your favorite foods. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you have a drawer in your kitchen just for condiments from fast food restaurants. Okay, that's the everybody's drawer. Number 3, you might be a little ghetto if your power gets cut off and you run an extension cord outside your apartment so you can use your microwave. Number two, you might got a ghetto family if your grandma is under 40. And number one, you may be labeled as a hot ghetto mess if you tell the preacher to baptize you from the neck down because you just got your hair did, okay? You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't mess up that weave now. I know that's right. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. Once again, I love you a lot. Remember, keep it locked because it's always going to be hot next week. I got another hot topic for you. It's going to be really fun. And we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving, this and that. And I want to know what y'all ate for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to start getting on that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I will catch you silly, real hot, fresh flanistas and flanistos next week. All right, y'all. Peace.